Adam Clark didn't get any well wishes on National Weather Person's Day on Wednesday.
Usually you get a cake or a cupcake or something. This year, nothing. Nothing at all.
The Duluth NBC-TV affiliate meteorologist blames it on a trough that's put California in an extreme drought, Alaska with temperatures in the 60s, and the Midwest and South in the deep freeze. Duluth National Weather Service meteorologist Mike Stewart says the country has been trapped in that trough.
It's not moved because further downstream, there's a high-pressure system up over the Atlantic, and it's not allowing these systems to move. Therefore, we stay in this cold pattern.
Because of that, Clark says 84% of Lake Superior is covered with ice, almost unprecedented for early February.
They've been trying to track the ice on Lake Superior since the 70s. This is up there. This is some of the most ice we've ever seen.
ABC-TV affiliate meteorologist Justin Lyles says the ice cover is going to keep things cooler by the Great Lakes into summer.
With the lake being that frozen, that much ice, that cold, when we do get a lot of these warm air masses, the two of them are going to combine and we're going to get a lot of fog.
As for that trough, Lyle says it should finally break up in about 10 days. Anything else?
Hang in there.
Hang in there. We're past the depth of winter climatologically. We're in February now, okay? It's going to start getting warmer.
Always look at the bright side of life.
Obviously, you weren't hired for your singing.
Nope.
Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.